Industrial action is expected to cause travel delays and disruptions at Australia's international airports today. Border Force workers began their 24-hour strike at midnight as part of a campaign for better pay and conditions. The strike also affects maritime ports and mail centres. An asylum seeker has died after escaping the detention centre on Christmas Island. The Refugee Action Coalition says the Iranian man, aged in his 30s, went missing on Saturday morning. His body was found yesterday, but the cause of death is still unknown. Counting is underway in Myanmar's first openly free election in 25 years. More than 24 million people have cast their ballots in the landmark poll, which could hand power to Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. She needs to win two-thirds of the seats because a quarter are reserved for unelected military officials. A Queensland man will face court in Melbourne today over the sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl in Geelong last weekend. The 20-year-old Gold Coast man was extradited to Victoria yesterday and spent the night in custody. Brothers Kevin Andrew Wilde and Alan Mark Wilde have both been charged with rape and abduction and will appear in court again on Friday. Adoption campaigners are stepping up their efforts to find homes for 15,000 children in Australian foster homes. Just 203 children were adopted last year. The group Adopt Change is calling on the new Prime Minister to bring in major reforms to streamline the system.